Confessions of a Trainwreck. 30, flirty, and surviving.
It's easy to speak out about the way I live, but it's a 24-carat dream. No supermodel in my dirty jeans, but in my 24-inch heels.
Hello, TGIF, and welcome back to your weekly bonus episode of what's hopefully your favorite podcast, Confessions of a Trainwreck. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Phoebe, your podcast host and queen of the trainwrecks, who is absolutely thrilled to be back in your ears for yet another week. So, buckle up, because I actually have a little bit to catch you up on today, starting with something that happened to me on Tuesday. So firstly, I just wanted to say thank you so, so much to everybody who expressed concern about my underwear overboard situation. Now, for those of you who have zero idea what I'm talking about, it has just become painfully apparent to me that you obviously do not follow me on Instagram. So firstly, do yourselves a solid, actually do me a solid and go and follow me and help me get to my dream of 10,000 followers so I can swipe up link you to new podcast episodes. And secondly, to catch you up for those of you who missed it, it is extremely, extremely, extremely windy here in Brisbane at the moment. And I live in an apartment, so I actually don't have a proper clothesline. I just have two of those flimsy little clothes horses that sit on my teeny tiny joke of a front balcony. Now, on Tuesday, I was working from home. And on this particular morning, it was very, very windy, as I mentioned earlier, and I witnessed one of my absolute favorite pairs of underwear fly over the balcony, and instead of landing on the ground in the communal area of the apartment building where I could have easily gone to retrieve them, they hooked themselves onto the balcony of my downstairs neighbor, whom I do not know and have never had a conversation with in my entire life. So I posted a visual of that on my Instagram story, and I am not even exaggerating. I think I got over 55 messages from people in response to that story with ideas on how to get those pair of underpants back. Now, again, to put this into context, these were not Experno undies. They weren't Calvin Klein. They weren't Victoria's Secret. They were like a cheap pair from Kmart. I think I got them in a bundle. They were like five in a pack, but they don't make them anymore, and they are one of my favorite pairs of gym undies. And girls, you will understand what I mean here. We just have that pair of undies that we vibe with, and I feel like I know that I've got four pairs of these particular underpants, and I wear them on my gym days, and everything is okay. So anyway, I was reading your suggestions on how to get them back, and I had multiple people say, use a fishing line, get a broom, get a big hook, go and knock on the door, to which I wasn't game to do any of those things. So I mulled about it for most of the day, and then I had an epiphany light bulb moment overnight when it was dark. And because I live in an apartment with very, very high windows with louvers on them, we have one of those giant sticks that has a hook on the end of it to use to open and close the blinds that we can't reach. So I thought, what if I use that to scoop my undies up off the balcony when the sun's out in the morning? Oh my God, I've got this perfect. I'm going to get my knickers back. So the next morning I went out to assess the situation, and the wind had further blown the undies off their balcony, just straight onto their floor, where they're still lying, might I add. They are still lying there. And if you are listening, why do you not do due diligence on your balcony when there is obviously a pair of black, it's a black G-string basically, lying on their balcony floor when they haven't done anything about it? But it is also next to a puppy pad that is full of wee and poo. So after careful consideration, I have decided that it's just time to let them go and to move on. I'm sure I'm going to come across another comfy pair of undies that I can use to replace these in my life. I've got bigger things to worry about. The second thing I quickly wanted to touch on was on Sunday afternoon, Damon and I were walking in Tenerife. We took a little beer down to the river to watch the sunset, which was such a glorious Sunday afternoon activity and something I definitely want to do a lot more of. And this girl on a gorgeous pink bike rode past. And in Brisbane, our restrictions are still wearing masks outside. So kudos to you. Get it, girl, for following the rules. But because she was wearing a mask, I couldn't see her face, but she yelled out as she rode past us, "Oh my God, I listened to your podcast and I love it." And I just wanted to express that that made my entire week. So thank you so much for that. And also, if you are listening, where did you get your bike from? Because I really want it. I'm so on the market for a little pink retro bike. That is such a weekend vibe for me. Now, finally, the third thing I wanted to discuss, which is actually the purpose of this bonus episode anyway, is to obviously, as we do every week, have a quick debrief about Tuesday's episode. And this week I caught up with my girlfriend, Brooke, and talked about what we splurge on versus what we save on. Now, for those of you who listened, you will know that we were a couple of cocktails deep when we recorded that episode, but I think it actually turned out pretty well anyway. But in my cocktail haze, I completely forgot to tell you that one of my biggest and best saving hacks, which has completely changed my life, and I wanted to share it with you because it could definitely change yours too. Now, if you listen to the She's on the Money podcast with Victoria Devine, you will know that she does a segment called Money Wins at the start of every episode. And this, my friends, is a money win. Now, my mum actually taught me this hack, okay? So shout out to your mama Trainwreck. I love you. So I am pretty good at drinking and buying coffee. I've limited myself to one a day and I'm totally fine with doing that. Where I fall short is every single lunchtime, I will walk to Woolworths or to a convenience store and buy a 600ml bottle of Coke Zero or Diet Coke or Pepsi Max Mango or something of that variety. If you are partial to doing that yourself, you'll know that that can set you back like between $4.50 and $6 a bottle, depending on where you get it from, which is actual daylight robbery. But because that is not something I'm willing to sacrifice, I flipped it and I am rorting the system. So now when I do my Sunday grocery shop, it's not Coke Zero, but it actually has benefited me in two ways. A, my bank account, but B, it's actually helped me cut back on my caffeine so I can sleep better. Is my mum now, when she goes to Woolworths or Coles, she'll go to the soft drink aisle, and I think the brand is Kirk's, but you can buy a box of 10 Kirk's diet soft drinks. So you can get diet creaming soda, diet lemon squash, and I think it's diet lemonade, and you can buy them in cartons of 10, and it is $6.50. $6.50 for 10. That lasts you for two working weeks in the same price that you would averagely pay for maybe 1 to 2 days if you were buying a bottle of diet soft drink. So I have told that hack to one of the girls at work, and now the fridge is basically full of diet creaming soda. So you're welcome. Take it, use it if you wish. It's changed my life. And if you're going to come at me for the diet soft drink, come at me for the diet soft drink. I also did a little question box on Instagram because I was super duper keen to see what some of you guys saved on versus what you guys splurge on. So I'm just going to read you out a couple of the most common ones I got. You said save on gym clothes, $4 men's Kmart tees, crop it and it's perfect. And I have to say, I do agree with you on the gym clothes. Now, for some reason, obviously I said I splurge on ASICs and supplements and pre-workout and things like that, which I definitely do. But for some reason, I have a real problem spending lots of money on activewear. And I think because, and at the risk of sounding disgusting, I sweat quite profusely when I exercise. And consequently, my exercise clothes start to really smell, for lack of a better word. So I find it hard to justify spending what can be up to, you know, like $95 on a crop top when it's just going to stink anyway. So I'm totally with you on the cheap gym clothes. Cotton on body for president. This one said, I splurge on toilet paper, Kleenex and paper towel, and I save on produce by only buying seasonal. That is interesting and also a very grown-up hack. I've never actually taken into account the type of toilet paper I purchase. I actually don't buy tissues. I just use toilet paper, and I generally buy the cheapest toilet paper that they have, and I buy it in bulk. So I buy those big 24 packs that make me look like I'm toilet paper hoarding, but I only buy them when I've run out of toilet paper. No, okay, I love this one. I am so erratic. $250 on a dog bed, but home brand flour, a $200 pillow. I think I black out when spending. I would love to chat to you more about this because I'm kind of on the market for some new pillows, which I think is a very adult purchase, but I don't know A, where to even buy bougie pillows, and B, what a general price range for said bougie pillows will be. I'm not sure if I'm willing to like stretch to $200 per pillow, given I will have to buy four and that will set me back a fair bit of money, but girl, let's talk. Next, I splurge on quality free-range meat and save on fruit and veggies by buying at the markets and buying odd-shaped. Oh my God, yes. Okay, I should probably start buying better free-range meat. I don't eat meat except for turkey mince and occasionally chicken. And when I do eat chicken, I do buy the free-range. But yes, for the odd-shaped veggies. This has been a game changer, and I also buy the Fairly Odd Bunch veggies. Also, they are so cute. They're branded with cute little faces, and I feel so sorry for them, and I would actually rather purchase them than the normal shaped veggies. Next, I splurge on comfort, i.e. lounge, mattress, linen, and save on decorative things. My God, my audience are very, very bougie and adult. You are spending a lot of money on mattresses and linen, etc. I've had my eye on a set of bed sheets. I think it's like a duvet bed sheets pillow kind of bundle from Bed Threads for I think about 12 months now. But again, because I'm so stingy at spending my savings, I cannot bring myself to make the purchase. I think it comes to something like $500 when we already have so many bed sheets anyway. I know that's so bad. Next, I splurge on chocolate, biscuits, and cake and save by meal prepping for the work week. Preach, preach, preach. I spend so much money on sweets and I don't even eat them that much. I actually give them mostly to Damon because I just purely want to try them. I.e. this morning, I went to Coles and I bought some breakaway chocolate, which was, I think, $6.50 or $7 for the block, which I think is a goddamn rip. I'll only ever buy chocolate normally if it's on sale for $3.50. But I get FOMO when I see everyone else trying this stuff on Instagram. So then I want to try it, but then I don't want to eat the sugar. So I'll try like a square or two and then give the rest to Damon. And he has now told me to stop buying chocolate. So I'm going to have to put a cut to that too. I splurge on wine and I save on long sleeve tops and jumpers. This one confuses me a little bit, unless you're saying because you drink wine, you're not cold, or you drink wine to stay warm, in which case, get it, girl. That is both economical and also very, very sustainable. I can get on board with this one. I save on cleaning help by enlisting the help of my husband. Wow. That is very, very brilliant. Although sometimes I just think that hiring a cleaner would be the best money I ever spent. And I used to hire a cleaner once a week when I lived in share houses because it just takes so much tension out of the house and on doing those chores. And when you're all sharing bathrooms and kitchens, it just gets really disgusting. But because there are so many of you, it only ends up being like $25 a week. So I have not had a cleaner since I lived in a share house, which was a very long time ago. But that is a good trick. I splurge on books and I save on everything else. I love that one. And I've gotten so bad at my reading that I really should start doing the same, but I think I have ADD. I read one page of a book and I've forgotten what I've read. And last but certainly not least, I save on lunches for work, $20 for the whole week, and splurge on weekend brunches. Oh my God, $20 for lunches for the entire week. If you are listening, can you please slide into my DMs and let me know exactly what you're prepping? Because $20 for, I'm assuming it's five lunches, is absolute goals, which obviously gives you more money to spend on margaritas for the weekend. So I'm going to probably wrap it up there, but I just wanted to say thank you again for the support. If you don't already, please do me a solid and follow me on Instagram at PhoebeACP. The link is in this week's show notes. And if you do have any requests for topics or podcast episodes that you kind of want in the next season or so, please slide into my DMs and let me know, because this content is just as much for you. Actually, it's more for you than it is for me. So I just want to be assured that I'm giving you the content that you actually genuinely want to hear. So thank you. Have a beautiful weekend, and I'll see you next week for Trainwreck Tuesday.